I'm glad to be here today. Speaking about the tongue, I have the privilege of correcting correspondence courses, Emmaus correspondence courses, of prisoners. And oftentimes the question is asked, what has this course meant to you? And many of them say, it has helped me to control my tongue. That is something that the world doesn't try to do at all. But when men and women come to the Lord, they want to follow him, and they want to be like him, and they want their speech to be that which is honoring to him. Did you enjoy your time with your family or whatever on Thursday as a time of Thanksgiving? I'm sure most of you know where Thanksgiving came from. It started by the Pilgrims back in 1621 after they had come to the country and had been helped by the Indians for their food sources and many other ways. They wanted to thank the Indians, and they called for a big banquet and got them all together. And since that time, states, as they came into being, were celebrating a time of thanksgiving to God. We need to do that. Well, there was one lady back in the time of the Civil War, and she said, we need a national day of thanksgiving. And she began to speak to the congressman and even to President Lincoln. And as she did, he agreed that, yes, we do need a national day of thanksgiving. So he made a proclamation. And it wasn't until 1921 that Congress voted to declare it a national holiday. So we need to be thankful for what God has done for us and to us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, it is recorded quite a few times in the New Testament that he gave thanks for things that he had received or had hoped for. One of them in Luke 16 says, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. And of course, the account of the Last Supper, when the Lord instituted the breaking of bread and drinking of the cup, and in each time before they did, he gave thanks. And we need to do the same. I'm thankful that we do here. As it's recorded in Psalm 107, you needn't turn to it, but it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. If you have seen the mercy of the Lord, you and I both need to give thanks. And I have to admit that there are times when I don't do that, and I should. To whom do we give thanks? If we are asking that question, Psalm 50 says this in verse 14, offer unto God the thanksgiving of thy heart. So we see that God, even from the earliest days of his people, was known as a one who received thanksgiving from others. When the Lord was here on earth, some of the events that took place in his life are recorded for us. And one event I think that stands out to me are the time when he healed the 10 lepers. And so he was walking along the road with his disciples, and the lepers came from a distance. They weren't allowed to come up near them. They were all all supposed to cry, unclean, unclean. And so when they saw the Lord and knew that he was working miracles among the people, they asked that they could be healed by him. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. It's interesting that that portion is found in the Old Testament. I don't know if it was ever used for quite a few hundred years, maybe several thousand years, from the time it was given to Moses until the time the Lord Jesus came to this earth. But part of that giving of the law said this, that if you have a problem with your skin, and it might be leprosy, you were to go to the priest and have him look at it. And if he says that you are leprous, then you are required for the rest of your life to say, unclean, unclean. So these 10 men started out to go to the priest, and as they were going, they were healed. I'm sure they saw that missing hands and missing fingers and missing noses and ears and a lot of other things that leprosy causes them to lose. They came back and they were healed. One of the men of the 10 was a Samaritan. And you know that Samaritans were something that the Jews hated. They were people that they looked down on them and said that they wanted to have nothing to do with them. But a Samaritan turned and came back and asked, glorified God, and he fell on his face at the feet of the Lord Jesus and gave thanks. Here's a man whose heart had been touched, whose life had been touched, and he was willing to give thanks. Then the Lord said to him, were there not 10? Where are the 9 that were healed? And as far as we know, they never returned to give thanks to the Savior for what he accomplished for them. And so the Lord said to him, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And because he came back and was thankful, he not only was healed physically, but spiritually as well. Psalm 100 is one of the short psalms of the Bible. And you can turn to it if you'd like. And it's just 5 verses. It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and that he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. Are we his people and the sheep? We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates, how? With thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. I'm very thankful for our own country having a day when we set aside to give thanks to the Lord for what he has accomplished for us. Used to be when I was growing up that it was a time to look for the Christmas decorations. They all happen around Labor Day, it seems like, anymore. But they were put up by the stores to remind them that Christmas was near. So when are we to give thanks to the Lord? When we enter into his courts with praise and into his and give thanks unto him for his care over us. Psalm 30 says this, I will praise him forever. That's when we are to praise him, every day. And I try to make it a time when I first start out in the morning to give thanks to the Lord for his care over me throughout the night. And then the last thing before I go to sleep, to thank the Lord for what he has done for me during the day. And living alone, I have found that oftentimes I have to call on the Lord for special things. Lord, where did I put those? Whatever. But he is a great God and oftentimes reveals to me the very things that I'm looking for. And I try to be careful to say, thank you, Lord, for when he shows them to me. Now, why should we give thanks? The Bible shows many reasons, and I just chose a couple in 2 Samuel 22. 2 Samuel 22, the writer has given us some indications of why we should give thanks to the Lord. First, verse 31, as for God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord is tried. He's a shield to all those that trust in him. So here's one reason why we should give thanks to the Lord for his care over us. And then secondly, verse 18, he says this, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. And he thanked the Lord for his deliverance. And then verse 48, it is God who avengeth me and bringeth down the people under me, and who bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou hast lifted me up on high from them who rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises unto thy name. For he is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David, and to his seed forevermore. I've been studying the life of David recently, and see how God worked in his heart in many ways. Now, I know he did sin mightily toward the end of his life, but he was a man after God's own heart, and he wanted to do those things which would bring glory and honor to his Lord. And so for most of his life, he was used of the Lord to lead the people of Israel and to encourage them in their footsteps. We have another illustration of that back in Nehemiah. Chapter 12. And as we go through the chapter, and I won't read it all, but I have underlined in my Bible, verse 8, who was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. In verse 24, and pray that he separated the group under, this was after the finishing of the city walls, and he separated it into two groups, and each one was to give praise to the Lord back and forth. I think that must have been a very wonderful time to see the whole nation giving thanks to the Lord. Verse 31, two great companies of them who gave thanks, of which one went on the right hand on the wall toward the dung gate, and after them went Hoshea and half the princes of Judah. And verse 38, and the other company of them who gave thanks, and to meet them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, And verse 40, so stood the two companies of them who gave thanks to the house of God, I and half of the rulers with me. So we see that in the early days of the nation of Israel, they gave thanks to the Lord for what they had received. And the Lord blessed them for that. The Lord is looking for thanks from you and from me. And when we give thanks to him, he rewards us and he gives us, special grace. What are we to give thanks? In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. Our brother Harold Bermel mentioned that today in Sunday school. In everything, give thanks. It didn't say for everything, because for everything is not always something that we can give thanks for. But in everything, we can give thanks. Thanks to what God has accomplished for us, whether we think it's good or not. There was once a famous preacher who was noted for his prayer of always giving thanks to God. He had always something to be thankful. It was a stormy day, Sunday, and therefore the people were sure that he wouldn't have anything to be thankful for. And he began, we thank thee, O God, that it's always, that it's not always like this. If you look around and do some thinking, and that's an important part of Thanksgiving, we need to spend time in thought for the things of the Lord. Now, suppose we don't give thanks to him. Suppose I think I don't really need what he has done for me. And I think Romans chapter 1 tells us a little bit about that. Let me read it for you. Chapter 1 of Romans, beginning with verse 21, because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The writer of Romans, the Apostle Paul, is calling to mind those who did not know about thanksgiving or didn't follow it. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, what happened to them? These warnings are very clear to us in verse 24. Wherefore, God also gave them up. And he said, set them aside and said, you don't have to worry about my taking care of you, because if you're not thankful, I'm not having anything to do with you. And verse 26, and I've underlined that, God gave them up to vile affections. And verse 28, even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not seemly. So we see the opposite side of not giving thanks. We can be sure that God's judgment will be upon us, and God's blessing will never be with us. It says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so we see that about in our world today, very much. As we look at the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in athletic contests, but how churches and places of worship are almost empty. And we see that, that the Word of God is no longer thankful among many of our people, our citizens in this country, and even through the world. I remember hearing, 2 Timothy 3 talked about those who would be unthankful and that perilous times would come. And then he says that this businessman said one time that he decided to give his employees a turkey for Thanksgiving. And so he ordered and distributed 175 turkeys to 175 families. And so he said, one thing, there was only one came back and thanked me for what I did. And I decided that from then on, I'm not going to do anything to give them a surprise at Thanksgiving. As the apostle says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And that's the gift that I'd like to remind you of today. The Lord Jesus Christ, who died and was buried and rose again, is the one who has provided so great salvation. And you and I have the opportunity today to trust him as our own Savior. It was just a daily devotional that David Jeremiah puts out. And I was looking at it the other day, and this caught my eye in Psalm 116, in verse 12. It says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. He said, in Old Testament times, a sacrifice of thanksgiving was a proclamation and an acknowledgement and praise God for all he had done. It was offered publicly in gratitude for God's healing for an illness, his deliverance from trouble or death, or simply to express appreciation for a blessing received. Today, our sacrifice of thanksgiving can be offered at any time and in any place. And when we tell God we are thankful over and over, privately or publicly, God is pleased. The psalmist went to the house of the Lord to proclaim God's goodness. Likewise, when we go to church, we can testify to the goodness of God. We can sing his praises together in hymns and songs as we lift our voices corporately. And we can exalt his name in prayer as we affirm in our hearts the glory due his name. You don't need to wait for a church service. Begin the practice of making daily sacrifices of praise to the Lord. God is delighted to hear your sacrifice of praise wherever and whenever you offer it. And so let us be known as people who are thankful for the blessings of the Lord and for the salvation that he gives. When I was growing up, there was a chorus that we used to sing. Just a little one. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. You all know that? All right. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have desired that we might be people of thanksgiving. We know that the world is looking on the blessings that they receive and not at what God gives them. And we sometimes are doing the same ourselves. Help us each to be thankful today. Thankful for the Lord Jesus. Thankful for the grace that comes to us from him. And as we partake of your word now, as we go to our homes, we not only ask that we might go in safety, but that we might be thankful for what you have done for us in the last few days. Amen. Mm-hmm.